What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. All warfare is based on deception.
Is that true?
If Star Wars says it is, it must be. I feel like that'll be an interesting one to talk about, though.
They're all just like... They look super tired of having to keep the Chancellor safe. They're like, oh my god, Palpatine again.
This is a good arc, though. It kind of dawned on me the other day. We are now over halfway through this series. I think well over.
Nice.
It's weird to think about.
Oh, I feel like we started this decades ago.
I forget where is it, the assassin is Rako Hardeen. I forget where he's supposed to be from. I think they go into it, but my trivia brain is trying to work.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is really messed up, this whole plan.
Oh, I think I know this arc.
Yeah. Like, the Jedi didn't think that maybe this would be a bad idea to take away the master and best friend of the chosen one with abandonment issues.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he looks pretty pissed.
Got your little Imperial March there.
What? Did you hear what the lady said? I want to check his midichlorian count.
I guess they needed someone that Obi-Wan kind of looked like. Or, well, someone that looked kind of like Rako Hardeen.
Yeah.
Well, look at that little cutie pie, that little droid. So maybe tell him now.
Yeah, I mean, Obi-Wan of all people should know that. Whoa. Obi-Wan of all people should know that Anakin is not going to take this well.
Yeah, like, okay, his reaction sold the sniper. Got it. Tell him now. Ah.
Is that droid vacuuming his hair off?
Like, I think so. It's like the... I forget what it was called, but it's in Wayne's World. They have
clean-shaven Obi-Wan looks so wacky. He looks like a 12-year-old.
They have someone on their show in Wayne's World that has like a razor with a vacuum attached to it.
Ugh. This is so bizarre.
I know, like, they just have this technology.
What kind of Star Wars magic is this?
Right?
Unless that's some kind of, like, changeling DNA.
That'd be interesting.
I like the idea of a big snake being a bartender. Yeah, so what species is he supposed to be?
I think he's human, but I feel like he had like a... Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I thought he had a specific background.
And they should also know that if Anakin sees this guy, he's going to kill him.
Uh-huh.
That's what I need.
Force sleep.
I need a Jedi to mind trick me to sleep better at night. Ew.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Why does it have to crawl first? Why can't you just, like... Why does it need legs?
That... You would definitely choke on. Do you poop it out? Sounds like someone else's poop.
I can't. remember how this plays out now? I can't remember if that's actually him. I mean, it's Obi-Wan, I assume. Because he's wearing the clothes, but...
Yeah, I don't know it's like that, what that, the point of this is exactly.
That
I mean,
feels
I'm
like
sure
a huge gamble to be like, yeah, let's send Anakin to go get him. What if he just stabbed Obi-Wan?
I mean, yeah, it feels like maybe...
Chowder hose!
Ooh. Ugh. It feels like maybe they should have at least let Ahsoka in on it so that if Anakin started to, like, go off the deep end,
yeah,
she could try to pull him back. Sludge.
Hey, it's King Shark.
Shark Man. You gotta establish your dominance when thrown in jail. Or so I've heard.
It's sriracha.
No, it's toilet wine. That's what they make in prison, right?
You seem to know an awful lot about prison, Molly.
I've watched a lot of Orange is the New Black. What a name.
Yeah.
Moralo Eval.
I didn't.
Is that Cad Bane?
Yeah. I didn't love the Clone Wars like anthology book they put out recently because it was basically just retelling a bunch of these stories, but one was Cad Bane and kind of going through all of this, recounting it after the fact.
Andy refers to himself in the third person.
Yeah. That's how you know he's a jerk. Well, weightlifting technology isn't really any different.
Not in prison, at least. What if he was like, oh,
I wanted to make friends.
I need a spotter, though.
This is the most conspicuous place. Look at Reiko Hardin. He's over there not even lifting weights, just talking to himself.
Talking to himself. Yeah, he's probably the talk of the town right now, and everybody's probably staring at him like, what's he doing? That's Boba Fett?
Yep.
Why does he sound like that?
I mean, I think that sounds a lot like Daniel Logan. An older Daniel Logan.
Is that Bossk?
Yeah. I like that Bossk has kind of a soft spot for Boba Fett. At least when he was younger.
So many celebrities in this episode.
Dang, take that guy. He's an amazing shot.
Some of those guys had blasters that, and they ran right into those stuns.
Seems extreme all of a sudden.
This feels kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So Star Wars has marks.
All those dead stormtroopers gotta go somewhere.
See, he's helpful. Oh, crematorium too. Let's all get in coffins. Ew.
Good old
ew,
tongue out.
Ew.
Just gonna send these empty coffins as far as you're concerned. I like his little sandwich.
I was just trying to eat my lunch. guy's just like beating up that other guy. Yeah, this seems like such a convoluted plan.
Yeah, the Jedi are trying to find out like what the whole plot is, but is it, do the ends justify the means? All this deception. Obi-Wan just standing by letting Bane and Eval kill clones.
Oh no, my ship. Oh. He just got punched for not doing well. Make up your minds, that's, criminals.
That's what Cad Bane thinks.
My, my. Meanwhile, Anakin is probably off slaughtering innocent people just because he's mad.
Yeah, like when he hears the Reiko escaped, it's not gonna be fun. It's not the next episode, the one after that, The Box. I really like that one. But that's it for today. Thanks so much for watching and listening along. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.